Project Fear 2.0, Tyranny of Guilt, by James Dalton. The establishment's desire to ensure the UK stays within the grip and control of the EU is masked by a corrupted media. Those who look beyond the output of the criminal organisations of our time, whether it be the BBC, Sky, The Times or The Grownyad, to name but a few, see this tyranny of guilt and see those who perpetrate it. The most effective criminal abusers of our time are the common purpose infection within the UK education sector. The foundations laid in the minds of the young are the key to the maintenance and sustenance of an easy psychological trick. Control what young people think and you can control them through guilt, and be in no doubt, enthusiasm and promotion of the EU, despite its inherent collectivist evil, is alive, well and ramping up in our schools and universities since the people's historic decision to leave the EU. Keep from the people the realities of what its government is doing and it will be done before the people can object. So it has been with the evil policy of successive Labour and Conservative governments of allowing an uncontrolled sustained historically high level of immigration whilst calling those who noticed and who spoke out about it the evil ones. Hence our current predicament, of what Douglas Murray has named the strange death of Europe. The enforced suicide of European nations by their incumbent corrupt political elites. Control of people's voting habits and emotional responses provides the power to destroy the nation-states of Europe and erase the concept of individual sovereignty. It is done through the control of the ideas and history that young people are exposed to in their schooling. If it is in a foreign power or person's interest to destroy independent nation-states, all it needs to do in the UK is control the traditional parties of an historic two-party state. This weakness in the UK's traditionally functional political system has allowed the complete corruption of UK politics. This corruption is now exposed in the post-referendum, post-Trump world. Nationhood built on secure families has preserved the way of life in Britain for centuries. This sense of nationhood has been under attack, psychologically and institutionally, for over 50 years. On June 23, 2016, the people of the UK said no longer. Now we see, every day, how what have become known as Remainers just do not understand the foundations of civil society. They care nothing for common law. They claim interest in the human rights of unknown nameless individuals in distant lands, yet have none for the cared for children being sexually exploited in their own town. It is this moral disconnect that betrays the modern-day political activists for the disconnected immoral relativists that they are. Take two modern-day political activists, Emily Maitlis, BBC Newsnight presenter, and Zanny Minton-Beddoes, the Economist editor-in-chief. Activists? I hear you cry. Are they not journalists? No, they are not journalists, they are activists. Thoroughly soulless, evil and highly remunerated activists, and they are amping up Project Fear 2.0. As I mentioned in my recent article Project Fear 2.0, the Brexit betrayal going postal.com web link Beddoes attended the 2018 Bilderberg meeting and her anti-nationhood, anti-British propaganda is oozing out of every sentence, paragraph, tweet and utterance from the misnomered economist. A selection of tweets below from 30th June gives a flavor of the pro-mass immigration to Europe, pro-cultural suiciding of Europe narrative. Well done, Zanny, your paymasters will be pleased. But don't think that patriots are not noticing. Patriots also notice the activism of Emily Maitlis. Working for the BBC gives Emily the presumption of impartiality, well, it does among those who think as they are taught to and those who trust the BBC and government rather than their own senses and sense. This allows her to act in the openly contemptuous and dehumanizing manner towards, the thoroughly decent Hungarian elected representative and foreign minister during her Newsnight interview on 25th of June 2016 and, two, the thoroughly decent Beatrix von Storch the German elected representative. In her performance with Ems von Storch on 20 June 2016, Emily Maitlis plumbed the depths of common purpose in humanity with her disgraceful obfuscation of the real-world crimes being perpetrated against German women on an increasing basis. Crimes of rape, assault and murder. Emily is so keen to divert the BBC audience from the harsh realities of the results of EU nation-destroying policies and to smear M's staunch as bad and extreme and right-wing with her smug dismissiveness, it is difficult not to feel anger towards her. It is also hard to imagine how devoid of empathy and decency M's Maitlis and M's Beddoes must be to continue in their evil works. Activists, not journalists, and their activism is treason towards Britons and their traditional constitutional rights. Judas received 30 pieces of silver, but it should be noted that Judas also experienced remorse. Multiculturalism has failed, utterly. Angela Merkel 2010. If you can stomach the soul-soiling Guardian newspaper, you can read about Merkel's admission of the idiocy of their historic approach to importing mass amounts of immigrants from incompatible source countries here. How can sense be made of the apparently insane policies subsequently enacted to import unprecedented numbers of young males from Middle Eastern and African origins? Madness? Or complicit action to destroy her own people's society through fear and rape? To be able to do this requires an instinctive yet subliminal self-hatred within the voter base, and this guilt is even more evident in the utterances and propaganda emanating from the Europhile elites of Germany than it is in the UK. It is no surprise that support for the authoritarian EU was high among teachers, educators, those too young to vote, highly paid public sector workers, JP Morgan, the CBI, professional politicians, the BBC, Goldman Sachs, the Foreign, Governor of the Bank in England, appointed Lords, the LibLab Con and of course journalists. Common purpose has its tentacles throughout civil society, for the aim of the game is social engineering by bypassing the people, ignoring their sovereignty, and creating a future to suit an ideology alien to decent British people. The tyranny of guilt is founded on self-hatred. This self-hatred is subliminally absorbed through education. Unlike the young people educated in the first three quarters of the 20th century, latterly a self-contempt, an assumed inherited guilt occupies the minds of the voter base. An instinctive guilt which betrays itself where matters of politics are aired by professional politicians, academics, journalists and assorted do-gooders. Thought itself is under attack, endangered. In my childhood, no dogs, no Irish signs were a thing of the past. Britain is not a racist country. But the political elites wish to ensure that all Britons who oppose the continuing immoral and treasonous uncontrolled mass immigration policies of the Labour and Conservative parties are portrayed as such. Loons and fruitcakes. Knuckle-dragging xenophobes and latterly, alt-right or far-right populists. This is how normal, sensible, real people are now described by the political elites and their media flunkies. The Labour and Conservative parties' policies are driven by perceived electoral advantage of the voting behaviours of mass blocks of immigrant welfare recipients, for they have no long-term electoral future with indigenous Britons of rural Britain. Through schools and the media, common purpose has paved the way for Project Fear. Rural Britain, divorced physically from the realities of the rapidly changing urban demographic and divorced psychologically through education control and corporate-controlled media, has not awoken to their electoral responsibility yet. The mind control, the imbued self-hatred has paved the way for the tyranny of guilt, to keep the logical and natural aversion to national suicide caged in self-censored silence and trapped in a false Labour or Conservative dichotomy. The people of the UK continue voting for the safe traditional options of the Labour, Conservative one-party political con, enslaved by the tyranny of guilt. But for how much longer? Examples of the propaganda output from The Economist are shown below. Note that the output has little to do with economics, rather divide and rule messaging with respect to immigration, race and sex. Included is an outright lie that immigration numbers are falling, and a poll falsely drawing a parallel between opposition to mass immigration and dislike of immigrants. Where economics is part of the subject matter, the narrative is socialist, one of state dependency as being a normal state of affairs. Copyright James Dalton 2018, Democrats and Veterans, for Direct Democracy, dvparty.uk.